Hello all. I'm going to present the search engine for Tor Hidden Services. I'm calling it Ahmia, and that is a Finnish word that practically means eat a lot and fast, like eat like a wolf. And the word came, okay? Okay. Okay, so the word Ahmia means eat fast and eat a lot, eat like a wolf. And the word came from my idea to crawl every Tor Hidden Service through. And I was like thinking that I'm eating them and I want to take them all and be fast. So I'm going to first tell you about a little bit history behind this search engine. I started to code Crawler because I kind of wanted to do that. And I think that Tor's hidden services were interesting to crawl. So I made a lot of mistake and coded that Crawler many times. But eventually I find many of these domains, and I started to gather a list of them in this site, ahmia.fi. And when I published this list, some people came to talk to me through IRC, and I started to call this a group of hacktivists, because many people helped me to do that. There is one Finnish guy who is now doing backend stuff, and many people had helped me with JavaScript and CSS things. And because Tor network is really a working environment to publish anonymously anything, I thought that I would like to do more with Tor, so I started running exit nodes too, and Tor to web proxy. So, like I said, Tor is very interesting. You can be anonymous using that. You can access data that is under censorship in one country because you can use Tor and go through the censorship. And you can run those hidden services, which are servers inside Tor network. And I'm interested in HTTP servers, but there are IRC servers and BitTorrent trackers and other kinds of servers too, not only web pages, but I'm only crawling web pages at the moment. And after doing a lot of mistakes with coding Crawler myself. The Crawler actually worked, but it took a lot of time to code the actual Crawler. I decided to start use Yasi. Yasi is a peer-to-peer crawling software, and it was quite easy to set up. You can just say that crawl only .onion domains, and it can do that. It can also take a list of domains that shouldn't be crawled. And there is a full-text search in Yasi, so I took this tool because it worked. And I had not to do anything to myself anymore, only the front page and managing the servers. And I'm not only crawling, I'm gathering these descriptions from the users and publishing the list. So if you know that there is a hidden service, you can add the .onion domain here and you can write the description what there is. And this is the whole list of the hidden services that I know that exist and are online too. So this is something that users write. There is a search to this list. I coded with JavaScript because I wanted to try code client-side search. So if you search something here, the JavaScript searches the list through, so nothing is sent to my server. It is anonymous because it works even without network connection if you have downloaded this page. Let's see what happens. So there are pages where there is word WikiLeaks in the descriptions. And if we click one of these pages, like this WikiLeaks mirror, there is also a picture of this page. I used Firefox plugin to go through all of these pages and took the plugin took screenshot from the page, and then I added these screenshots to the ahmia.fi. So I have to do this manually. There is no automatization now. And then there is this full text search, which uses the YASI backend. If we search something like Bitcoin, yeah, it works. These answers come from YASI nodes. And I'm providing this proxy link, Tor2Web proxy, Tor2Web.fi. So if we want to access these servers without Tor, we can do that. Okay, maybe I'm not going to show this now. Excuse me? This one? Okay, the question was, what is this picture? I just made this picture to show that this is the page, but behind it there are many computers, many different computers. There is the front page. This is the HTTP server of the search engine. But then there is these YASI nodes. Actually, there is only two of them now. And the YASI is ready-made software for this, so these nodes can synchronize the information and crawl together. So a little bit about the front-end server. It's basic Debian installation, dual-core CPU, little bit RAM, and it's coded with Django. First I started to code it with the older version of Django, but now I'm using the latest version. And there is PostgreSQL database. And average traffic is 150 kilobytes per second. And sometimes I'm debugging looking the logs, but normally I don't have IP addresses in my logs, but sometimes I'm gathering them, and I have noticed that there is something like 2,000 visitors per day. So I think it's quite much, because many people access this site using exit nodes, so I only see one IP address, and there might be many users from the same IP address. The biggest problem is the back end. There is, if you are doing full text search and you have a lot of material, you have to crawl all the time, you have to index all the time, and you would like to see the search working as good as possible. So I need these voluntary servers that can run YASI installation and crawl more and make the full the search work even better. And of course, I'm not gathering any logs, and I want to protect any voluntary YASI nodes. I'm doing this that way that there is the front end server, the Django installation, then there is anonymous VPN connection to one of these YASI nodes. So if something happens to front end page, if for some reason police took it down, they don't even know where these YASI nodes are, because there is no IP address to these YASI node. And also, I'm doing content filtering. Basically, if I notice that there is any child pornography, I'm removing it right away from my search index. I'm removing the URI, and I am publishing the information that this domain might contain child pornography, and I'm not tolerating it in my search engine. This is very useful because Tor2Web is an open project, and anyone can run Tor2Web proxies, and I think this helps you to set up Tor2Web proxy if you can get this list that I have gathered. What domains you should ban? I think if you want to install Tor2Web software, you should at least use some kind of filtering policy. And I have RESTful application programming interfaces. So if you want to add some content, edit descriptions, or check if some service is up or down, you can do it in RESTful way. And also, I have tried this thing. I would like to somehow add hidden services directly to this description list. So I propose that if hidden services could put little file in their HTTP route that says what there actually is in this page. My crawler tries to find these pages, and excuse me? I tried that, but they usually suck. It's impossible because people put anything in the. First, I thought that I just took the title and keywords. Okay, I have the title and keywords. Everything's fine, and this should work. But people put anything there, and then there is this problem that someone might like open the title tag and never close it. I have seen all of these variations. But the biggest problem is that people don't use keywords as keywords. There's just some sentences, random sentences, and title might be anything. So I don't know any other good ways to get this automatically. Excuse me? Yeah, maybe. Okay, I can show how it actually works. So these descriptions are downloaded directly from the hidden services. And last time I checked, there was 30 of them. Yes. And here is a little tutorial how to do that. If you are running hidden service, just write this description JSON under your root. And you have to follow this format. You can actually build your JSON file here. Just fill this form, put the information, generate, and put this description JSON under your HTTP server root. This is also done with JavaScript, this generation. So you don't have to worry about me seeing or anyone seeing your IP address when you are filling your hidden services information. I don't know, is this good idea? Some people use it. I'm just testing things. It's hard to... Yes?
Wait for the mic.
I think it's a great idea. One thing I'm wondering is, how do you prevent, so if I have a Tor hidden service and I don't want anyone to know about it, will you provide a sort of feedback mechanism to say, hey, you were added to this list?
Yes, I have thought about it. So easiest way would be that there is like a field here, do not crawl or do not show. We don't want to be seen. That could work. And after that, my crawler or my whole page could look that do not even index that domain.
Why don't you use a standard robots.txt mechanism for that? I mean, this is the standard web policy.
I'm using the ready-made YASI software, and last time I checked it, there was some problem. I don't precisely know what the problem was, but for some reason, the YASI just ignored the robot.txt.
Okay, but I think that's the right mechanism, because, for example, if I provide HTTP service over both the usual internet and as a Tor hidden service, then it's a pain to have to maintain two different files. If I say like no robots, then it should like be on other, I think.
Sure. I should look this stuff. So here's examples how to use the RESTful API. If you want to get description from all hidden services I know, or all, or one particular hidden service, you can do that. And this returns JSON or XML. Okay. I'm quite ready. If you want to ask something, please ask. And here's information how to contact me.
Do you have a hidden service?
Actually, no, I don't have any hidden service. I should actually run one just to see how it works. And that's also a good idea. So the point was, I should run this ahmia.fi in hidden service too. I might do that. When I have time, I will set up a hidden service.
Is it open to anyone to edit hidden services descriptions and just add services to the index? Can anyone just use your REST API and edit the index? So how do you manage abuse? Do you manage abuse? Yeah, have you?
The descriptions that users can edit. I just leave them alone. I hope that nobody vandalizes that. Then I have to go manually in the SQL database and return them. But there is no mechanism to see now the history of the edited descriptions.
There is no registration required to actually edit that.
No, there is no registration. These are good points. I should really code this, but
or not, like having no registration is a feature, and I think, but coping with it is a problem.
Yes, and it's hard problem, and I have this API, so anyone could write a little pass script that vandalizes every hidden service description in my list. That's possible, but I don't have a mechanism to stop that now. I should at least show the history. When I have time, I will code that, I think.
Any other questions? Remarks, comments?
I mean, when AMIA downloads the descriptor from the hidden service directly, then you also get some kind of authentication. So it's a bit more secure. Not everyone can edit it.
But there was these user-edited descriptions too. There were only 30 descriptions downloaded directly from hidden service, and I know then that is something that the hidden service want to say about itself. Yeah. But the rest of them, I find it useful that there is at least something about them, even if it's someone just write it one sentence about it.
Thank you for that presentation. I just had a hidden service related comment while there's hidden service interested people in the room. I've been looking at running Tahoe Least Authority File System on hidden services and have a small grid set up. And if anybody wants to talk about that later, I'll be around here. Thank you again. Awesome service.
Are your data indexed by Google?
Excuse me?
Are the data you collect at Hamia crawled by Google and indexed by Google?
Yes. You mean this page?
The one with the list of the hidden services?
Yeah. It's indexed by Google. Okay.
And have you talked about with DuckDuckGo? People about also integrating that?
I didn't hear that.
DuckDuckGo? They do, you know, it's also a meta search engine.
Yeah. DuckDuckGo.
Yeah.
I should talk to these people, I think, because they really know how to build search engine. And I have to say that I'm not professional in building search engines. I'm just learning from my mistakes all the time, but I'm trying. I should talk to people who know better how to build search engines.
How do you discover the list of hidden services? Which how do you choose which services to index?
So I started going hidden wiki and coded some script that went through the hidden wiki where there is most of the popular hidden services, at least. Then I used my crawler to look for more hidden services. But the problem is that if there is a .onion page, there is no link to that page inside .onion pages, because these pages might not have any interest to link between them. And when I'm crawling to only .onion pages, I'm not going to find every .onion page. And I have tried this, but these about 1,000 pages has been found now, and these are pages that are online. My script checks them through every day, and those pages that haven't answered HTTP GET request within a week will be marked as they are down, and if they answer again, then I mark them up. So my list is only for the pages that answer that they are up, and I'm trying to find more .onion pages in any means necessary. I don't know how to find them all.
How many of your pages have been found by a crawler, and how many by submission?
I don't have actual statistics about that, but I think most of the pages has actually come from the Yasi crawler. If I remember correctly, there's only few hundred pages from a hidden wiki and what the users were adding. And when I first run the Yasi crawler, then I got those 1,000 hidden services.
Are there any other questions, remarks, comments? All right, I guess you should give this guy a real big applause.
Thank you.